In Uganda, incumbent President Yoweri Museveni has been declared winner of Monday's election. Nearly complete returns give him about 70% of the votes cast. His closest rival, Kizza Besigye, who got 28%, is challenging the results. NPR's Kenneth Walker is in Kampala, Uganda's capital. On what is Besigye's challenge based?
Well, Bob, a couple of things. One, in the run-up to the election, the campaign itself, there was a significant level of pre-election violence. About 12 people were actually killed in election-related violence. Besigye claims the president had used the army to intimidate, harass, assault, and even kill his supporters. On the day of the election itself, this past Monday, Besigye says that there was widespread vote rigging and intimidation. Some of his supporters, many he claims, were not allowed to vote. Quite a number, he says, showed up to vote only to be told that their ballots had been cast for Museveni. He thinks all in all this means that the elections are, in his words, a fraud, and he plans to file legal challenges.
What's the mood in the capital 2 days after the voting?
Very quiet. It had many people had expected that whichever side lost, there would be significant violence in the capital, which Besigye won, but not by a great deal. But ever since the vote on Monday and throughout the announcement of the results, Kampala, the capital at least, has been very quiet.
How stable is the Museveni government?
The government itself is probably fairly stable, but the movement, what Museveni calls the movement, he runs a no-party system here, which most people translate into being a one-party system that he runs, was split. Besigye, his principal opponent, had been his personal physician and his friend in the Bush and in the government for many years before he broke away in November, and he took many movement people with him. So the movement is deeply split. That probably, at least in the short term, will not translate into governmental instability.
Museveni has sent Ugandan troops to Congo in support of anti-government rebels. Was that an issue during the campaign?
It was a big issue, Bob. They had his opponents used that issue early and often, and many average Ugandans say they are opposed to the presence of Ugandan troops in that conflict. In fact, during the campaign, the president announced the withdrawal of significant numbers of the troops from Congo. He's yet to announce a date for the withdrawal of all of them, and only in the last couple of days has the United Nations claimed there have been violations of the recent ceasefire in the Ugandan-controlled areas, and that fighting has intensified.
NPR's Kenneth Walker in Kampala, Uganda.